Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
This is Dan Keating, and we've returned to chapter 12 of Exodus. We're looking at the section that begins in verse 21 and runs through verse 36. So if we look carefully, we'll note that in verse 1 of this chapter, the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron only, presumably, telling them his plan. Now we get the handing on of that direction. It says, "Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Select lambs for yourselves according to your families and kill the Passover lamb.'" Obviously, this lamb will become the Passover lamb as they're now referring to it. You notice that Moses and Aaron now are the ones passing on this word to the people, telling them what to do. And Moses then gives his own kind of extended explanation of what's going to happen. "For the Lord will pass through and slay the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to slay you." As we saw in the first part, what follows is a command to keep this as a memorial. "You shall observe this rite as an ordinance for you and your sons forever." Wow. Not just for a few years, but forever. "You shall keep this service." Interestingly, the word Seder, which we sometimes use for our Passover services, is actually the word for service. The Passover Seder fulfills this commandment of the Lord. And when you do that, it says, "You shall say to yourselves, 'It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for he passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt when he slew the Egyptians but spared our houses.'" Notice all of this is given before it ever happens. It's given in promise of what's going to come. And this is really crucial. "And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. Then the sons of Israel went and did so as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So they did." Do you remember just a couple of meditations ago? The people were utterly dejected, hopeless, angry at Moses and Aaron, unwilling to really do anything. They were inactive because they were so crushed by the weight of their burden. The various plagues that have happened have shown the Lord's hand, and now they're encouraged, now they act, now they obey. This is actually really important. They do what the Lord said through Moses and Aaron. Then in 29 to 32, in a relatively few verses, we're told what happened. "At midnight, in the midst of the night, the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from Pharaoh all the way to the most humble. Pharaoh himself rose up, all his servants, all the Egyptians. There was a great cry, for not one house was left untouched." And in fact, instead of now prohibiting the people, they send them out. Pharaoh says, "Take your flocks and your herds, as you've said, be gone and bless me also." He's very aware that a great tragedy has occurred. He's been defeated, in a sense, by the Lord, whom he's been ignoring and resisting. And so now he gives way. And the people follow, verse 33. "And the Egyptians were urgent with the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, 'We are all dead men.'" And so, just as the Israelites take their unleavened dough, like carrying it as they leave, just to show how quickly they had to leave, so they also make this request, as they were told to do, of the Egyptians, of various kinds of goods that they can now live from. A kind of, not only do they have their food, but they have extra resources. And it ends this section by saying, "Thus they despoiled the Egyptians." Not only did they get out by the skin of their teeth, they went out, in a sense, endowed with riches, showing the Lord's favor on his people, that he can deliver them and deliver them in a sense with great abundance. I'm thinking, even as we say this, of, you know, the Lord multiplying bread in the wilderness not only just enough to get them by, but then with many baskets left over, a kind of riches in the midst of deliverance. This is a sign of the Lord's work. Well, once again, I think we see here the importance both of the act itself and of the memorial. What the people needed to do was to be obedient and to be ready. God was going to act, and he acted in judging the gods of Egypt and the people, Pharaoh and his people, who had been enslaving his people and hard-hearted toward the Lord. He judges them, and they recognize the judgment, and they thrust the people out of the land, and they go out enriched in their deliverance by the Lord. You know, when the Lord delivers us, it's not just by the skin of our teeth barely getting out. He also gives us great riches too. He gives us himself. He gives us one another. I'm thinking of the Lord saying, you know, Peter saying to the Lord, we've left everything to follow you. What do we have? 100-fold in this life and in the next eternal life. The Lord brings 100-fold to those who follow him in his redemption. He is rich in mercy. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.